on a, just a cut or some sort of thing?
Antiseptic.
Antiseptic?
Tishner's antiseptic.
Any brown eye, anything?
Oh, iodine, but the phthalate's red.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a bottle for Rufus. He's always cutting himself.
Now, you know, folks might say, well, the doctor did all he could, but the man finally...
died.
He finally died. He, any other terms for it?
Maybe he got well.
Well, if he didn't get well...
folks, he kicked out.
Yeah, crude words folks would use.
Kicked out.
Passed.
Kicked out. We used to have bird dogs, and we'd have to have pens on them in order to keep them up this kind of weather for the season game out any time. And one was named Bill, one named Lim.
Hold it just a sec, ma'am.
And the cook went down there to feed them.
Yeah.
And he came in and said, Mr. Harry, old Lim done took out.
Done quit, huh? Kicked the bucket?
Died.
Yeah.
Said done took out. Said he went down the low end and took out. You know, when you was plying, you'd go down the low end for you, take your mule loose. So he said, old Lim went down to the low end and took out. And he did.
Why would he say he went down to the lower end?
Well, when you're plying,
yeah,
you always went to the lower end. You went to the end of the row before you took out. You didn't take out in the middle of the row. So you always took out, took your mule from the plow,
yeah,
and brought him home. So you take him out.
So you quit.
You quit the end of the row. So you went down to the lower end and took out.
Well, I'll be.
He was dead.
Well, what was it? What did they mean when they used to say the crops were laid by?
Well, they did lay them by, but now they never lay by.
Yeah.
Later years. Well, they worked all year, and in August, the 1st of August, they'd put the last dirt around the cotton, last dirt the corn up. Well, they laid by. They wouldn't touch it anymore. They'd let it come on, do whatever they do, till they get to gather it. That was laid by. Now I lay my potatoes by. When we plant potatoes, and then time comes to be, just pull the dirt up around, or fall closer, just heal them up good. Just put the bitter buster in there and all but cover them up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're laid by. I don't leave them anymore. Now I'll go out there to dig them to eat. They laid by.
Hmm.
That's what they've been. They're through. But they don't lay by anymore. They quit that.
Well, now we were talking about things people might die with. You might say, he's been dead a week and nobody knows what he...
died with.
Died.
Died with.
Died with.
I'd say died of.
Died of.
Mm-hmm. But they'll say died with.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Well,
they say, we don't know what he died with.
You tell me about a wake. What?
Well, the niggers, when you die, they have a night, just one night, that
mm-hmm.
you go to the funeral home and see them. Because they are always dead a week before they bury them. If you died this Sunday, they wouldn't bury you till next Sunday.
Why is that?
I don't know. But anyhow, the night before they bury them next morning, they all go there. And they call it a wake, having a wake. I don't know how it got there, but that's the wake. That's what a wake is.
They lay you, what, they lay them away in a what?
In a casket. Coffin.
Coffin? Yeah, but to where do they bury him?
In a grave, in a hole. And do you know they don't dig the grave but 3 feet now? I didn't know that. I had a nigger buried, and some of the niggers came and told me about it. I was sick or something, didn't go to the funeral. And they came and told me that his box was sticking out. So I went there and looked, and sure enough, the box, it had rained, and it rained the dirt off of the box. The box was sticking out of the grave. Now the casket, the box was in the casket. The casket was in the box. But the rain had melted the dirt. That's how high, it went in deep of that. So I called the funeral home and got after them about it, asked them, how deep? But I said, listen, you go out there to Old Grove